Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am on Matthew Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. Matthew Bowker is a 32-year-old male who reports he developed symptoms in his hands beginning in 2013. Parity attributes this to using chainsaws, comma, leaf blowers, comma, and shoveling at his position with the insured. Parity denies any distinct trauma to his hands. Parity did not go to the emergency room. Parity evaluation led to a diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome that was repeated, released surgically in October and November 2021. Parity completed his course of active treatment in January 2022. Parity, new paragraph. As per the records provided, he was seen on 9/18/19 by Dr. Holton, H-O-L-T-O-N, who appears to be his family physician. Period. He did not come in with any current complaints, but was being seen for a follow-up. Period. His anxiety was controlled. Period. Other listed diagnoses were rectal slash anal bleeding, comma, aortic stenosis, comma, asthma, comma, and paresthesias of the hands. Period. He was prescribed medications for his rectum and anxiety. Period. The petitioner was seen on 3/6/20 by a cardiologist named Dr. S-C-H-I-M-E-N-T-I. Period. He took care of Mr. Belker's cardiac issues running through 9/1/20. Period. In paragraph on 4/24/20, he was seen by Dr. Hickey, H-I-C-K-E-Y, period. He was there for a medication refill, period. He had no new diagnoses rendered, period. On 5/6/20, he expressed how he was interested in getting off of citalopram. He was started on this with a decreasing dose. Period. New paragraph on 12/31/20, Mr. Belker presented to Jefferson Emergency Room. Period. He states he was cleaning the floor with a rag. Period. It was a hardwood floor, and a large splinter entered into the medial aspect of his right fifth digit and exited on the medial aspect somewhat proximally to the insertion point. Period. He was treated and released for this foreign body in his skin. Period. New paragraph on 4/14/21, he was seen at WorkNet. Complaining of right hand pain and right wrist pain. Period. His symptoms began when he was cutting trees. Period. He had a history of carpal tunnel syndrome in the right hand 3 years ago. Diagnosed by his primary care physician, but did not have surgery. Period. He had not been seen in this facility before for this injury. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with right hand carpal tunnel syndrome and right deep vein sinusitis. Period. He was placed on modified duty, comma, and with spica splint, comma, and on cryotherapy. Period. He followed up on 4/16/21 and was referred for physical therapy. Parody paragraph on 8/11/21. He was seen by hand specialist Dr. Sattel, S-A-T-T-E-L. Period. And EMG was then done on 9/16/21 by Dr. Anthony, to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Sattel wrote he did not have any systemic risk factors for bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He described no specific recreational activities. Period. He has performed the same type of work for the last 10 years, including use of both hands and power tools. Period. He thought the work-related diagnosis was bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. Sattel after the EMG was performed on 9/27/21. Period. On 10/19/21, he performed right carpal tunnel release. And on 11/19/21, left carpal tunnel release. Parity followed up postoperatively in conjunction with therapy. Period. This continued through 1/13/22, when his paresthesias had essentially resolved, although he indicates he will get some periodic brief tingling. Parity had no nocturnal paresthesias. Parity had been working light duty and was released to full duty beginning 1/17/22. Period, he could follow up on an as-needed basis. Period, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed bilateral healed volar wrist scars consistent with carpal tunnel release procedures. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, there was stiffness to when palpation was performed overlying his scars, but no tenderness. Here, the rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows. Phalanx maneuver on the left elicited pins and needles in the second through fifth fingers, but was negative on the right. Period, he had a positive Finkelstein's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of that section is normal. Cervical is normal. Impressions, Matthew Balker alleges that the repetitive activities of his position with the insured caused him to develop bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. He initially was treated for this conservatively. Period. There was a notation that he had been diagnosed with right carpal tunnel syndrome several years earlier by his primary care physician. Period. He was seen by Dr. Sattel, who had him undergo an EMG to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Sattel performed bilateral carpal tunnel release procedures followed by occupational therapy. Period. Ongoing care was rendered through 1/13/22. Period. In paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Balker found him to be well-muscled. Period. He had healed carpal tunnel scars bilaterally, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. There was full range of motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. He had positive responses to left phalanx maneuver and Finkelstein's maneuver, but these were negative on the right. He had intact strength, both manually and by jammer hand anemometry. Period, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to each of the statutory hands, regardless of cause. Period, this is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of carpal tunnel syndrome, treated successfully with surgery. Period. End.